I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. I always feel guilty working 9 to 5 in the summertime. I promise myself I'll take a break from work to step outside and get some sun, but I rarely remember. Especially on heavy editing days, I'm stuck indoors for long periods of time. But every once in a while, a story presents itself, and I'm able to venture out into the great unknown. Except the place where we're headed today is fairly well known. It's the 577 Foundation in Perrysburg, Ohio.
The 577 Foundation is a really eclectic place where we value exploration, the environment, and education.
That's Heather Gallant. She's the executive director of this foundation, which is actually a property. It dates back to the 1880s. It began its life as farmland, but then into the 1930s, it was bought by the Stranahan family. Fast forward a few more years, we're into the mid-80s, and Virginia Stranahan decides to dedicate this property to the community as a way to preserve the land that she loved.
That's exactly how it got started. Virginia Secor Stranahan was a very interesting person who lived a wonderful life and was extremely philanthropic. And really, I don't think there are many organizations in Toledo that she didn't touch in one form or fashion. She just was someone who loved to explore and loved to travel and was extremely well-read, extremely educated, and wanted to spread her knowledge and her philosophies to lots of other people. And so we're very fortunate to be here because of her legacy, really.
So what does the 577 Foundation offer its community? Well, there's a lot. There's a pottery studio, a book center, classes offered by community instructors, there's an observation beehive. I actually think the best way to go about this would be to take you with us on tour of the 577 Foundation. So we're going to have to introduce a few more people. Okay, so first of all, your names. Who are you?
Who are you?
My name is Will Robinson.
My name is Christine Nelson.
Christine Nelson, great. And so you guys are part of the summer team here?
Summer staff.
Summer staff. Okay, I'm going to follow you guys. Let's go outside.
Okay, well, the front area...
Will and Christine are a part of a five-person team that tends to the grounds through the months of May until August. They give tours, they mulch, they compost, they essentially try to present the foundation in the best light possible. And although most of the individuals on the team are students studying biology or summer science, Will is a junior in college studying pre-law, and Christine just graduated university with a major in communications.
But around here, there's just so much to see and so many places to, you know, just sort of go and relax and look at flowers and, you know, so much green space, and it's really neat to be able to get all this sort of in one place. And the biodome right here is a perfect example where you can kind of see that, especially because there are a lot of tropical plants that we don't have here in Northwest Ohio.
Oh yeah, let's go in. Yeah. The biodome is a year-round greenhouse. They have organically grown flowers, herbs, and vegetables, and it's all managed by the horticulturalist on staff. But the dome is surrounded by beds of community gardens where locals can grow their own crop as long as they donate a portion of the produce to local food banks and they use organic products in their beds. Now, as we exit the dome, I can hear something kind of off in the distance. It's the children's garden.
There are a lot of kids that come in here and they just make a bunch of noise and they have a lot of fun, and it's a great place for parents to bring kids. And there's, you know, it's just a neat place for them to explore and get to play around.
And not far off from the children's garden, I find another child and his mom digging for fossils in the fossil rock pile. I hope you guys find some big fossils.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. He's not too excited to be interviewed, and as I leave, I can hear him say, "Why did she do that?" Okay. Not popular with everybody, obviously.
So on the left over here is our hosta garden, which is actually maintained mostly by the Hosta Society who comes in. And this is one of the hardest jobs, is to mulch this area because there's so many hostas, so you have to gently get around all of them, but it's also a really beautiful section.
I didn't even know we had a hosta
society.
Yeah. And this brings me to really the most important aspect of the 577 Foundation. As we walk the grounds, I learn of all the different groups and organizations that use the space. For their own benefit, yes, but also for the benefit of the community. It really is a collaborative effort to make this foundation what it is today.
There are so many connections here in one space that we're really fortunate in Perrysburg to be able to have a place where people can come and make more connections to community gardeners or potters or just parents that are bringing their kids to play. It's a neat space for people to come and make memories and have a unique way to spend their time and where they live. It makes them feel connected.
I think especially right now, human beings are really craving connection, whether they know it or not. It's a part of the human experience and a part of who each one of us is that we need to live in community with one another. We need each other. And as difficult as that might be sometimes with our different philosophies or the different places we come from or, the different colors of our skin, there still are lots of reasons that we need to live in harmony with each other and to connect with each other. And so to have a place like this where it brings a very interesting, diverse group of people together that might not get together otherwise, to me seems like some of the most important work any of us could be doing right now.
For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.